Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. 79 today under partly cloudy skies. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Slight chance for showers. Lows dip down to about 40. High temperatures reach up to 56 tomorrow. Chance for showers. Temps well above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s to the mid 80s. Scattered showers both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 64.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Good morning, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The Kansas legislature back in action today as the veto session gets underway. Over the next 2 days, lawmakers will consider overriding Governor Kelly's vetoes of bills from this session. Lawmakers need a two-thirds majority vote to overturn the governor's vetoes. Three people are in custody after a raid on a possible drug lab. McPherson County deputy served a warrant at a home Wednesday morning in Mound Ridge. The KBI's laboratory response team now processing that scene and will dispose of hazardous materials. The KBI arrests a Logan County EMT worker accused of child sex crimes. Agents arrested Dennis Dees Wednesday morning in Oakley in connection to an investigation in Wisconsin. He faces 21 counts of sexual exploitation of a child. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed 15 bills, citing concerns ranging from education funding to housing, public safety, and voter access. Among the vetoes is Senate Bill 361, which involves a new federal program tied to school funding. The governor says more time is needed to fully understand its impact, especially if it could redirect public dollars towards private schools. She also rejected a House-related measure, saying it could make it harder for Kansans to find affordable places to live while limiting the ability of local officials to address housing needs in their communities. Another veto targets a bill that would shift more authority from local governments to the state attorney general, with concerns it removes decision-making power from local leaders. Kelly also vetoed legislation tied to juvenile justice reforms, warning it could undo progress made in reducing the number of youth in the system and encouraging lawmakers to revisit the issue more carefully. Several election-related bills were also rejected, including measures affecting online voter registration and mail-in voting. The governor says those changes could make it harder for Kansans to vote and raise concerns about privacy and due process. Other vetoes addressed issues such as law enforcement authority, court access, driver's license requirements, and data sharing, with the governor pointing to concerns about cost, legal conflicts, and loss of local control. Lawmakers are expected to review the vetoes when they return to session, where override attempts could be considered. Kansas now has a new state budget in place after Governor Laura Kelly signed House Bill 2513 outlining funding through 2029. In signing the measure, the governor expressed strong concerns about both the process and the final product. She indicated the legislature moved too quickly, advancing the budget before updated revenue estimates were available and without incorporating her required budget proposal aimed at balancing state revenues and expenditures. Kelly pointed to several issues within the budget, including cuts to school-based mental health services and what she described as insufficient funding for special education. She also raised concerns about reductions to core state services while legislative funding and certain projects were preserved. The governor also criticized pay increases included in the budget, noting raises for lawmakers and legislative staff that exceeded those provided to many state employees. Despite her concerns, Kelly said she chose to sign the budget because rejecting it would have created greater challenges, particularly as Kansas takes on additional financial responsibilities previously covered at the federal level. She noted that those added costs required increased funding for state agencies, which is reflected in the current budget. Kelly also used her line item veto authority to remove certain provisions from the bill. This marks the final budget she will sign as governor, as she expressed hope that future state leadership will work more collaboratively with lawmakers to produce a more balanced and forward-looking budget. In a separate development, the governor is also introducing a new plan aimed at providing both immediate and long-term property tax relief for Kansans. The proposal focuses on easing the financial burden on property owners while also encouraging local governments to manage costs more efficiently. State leaders say rising property values and increasing expenses have made taxes more difficult for many families across Kansas. The plan includes three main parts. First, a one-time $250 vehicle tax credit for Kansas residents, which would be funded using surplus dollars from the state's budget stabilization fund. That piece is designed to provide quick relief as broader changes take shape. Second, the proposal would create a new state fund to reward cities and counties that keep budget growth under control. Communities that limit spending increases could receive additional state support to help maintain services like roads, public safety, and schools. The third part of the plan focuses on reducing property taxes tied to education funding. It would double the current exemption on a home's appraised value from $75,000 to $150,000, potentially benefiting more than 700,000 homeowners statewide. The governor is urging lawmakers to take up the plan before the legislative session ends, saying it offers a balanced approach that provides relief while still protecting essential services. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Here is a board summary from the March 2026 Norton County Hospital Board Minutes. Norton County Hospital has reported a productive period from February to early March, marked by steady patient volumes, operational improvement, and strong community engagement. The nursing staff is making progress in optimizing electronic medical records in collaboration with Cerner while updating key clinical protocols, including those for blood administration, moderate sedation, and diabetic ketoacidosis. Throughout February, activity across departments remained consistent. The hospital recorded a total of 932 clinic visits, which included 277 acute or same-day appointments. There was also a noticeable decline in no-show rates. Clinical services showed solid performance during the month. The laboratory team received positive feedback during a recent consultant visit and will transition to quarterly reviews. While maintaining routine analyzer testing to ensure accuracy, outpatient therapy recorded 149 encounters, with volumes rising in March due to new referrals and wound care services. Specialty clinic providers saw 205 patients and radiology completed 455 exams. Surgical services included 46 pain procedures and 10 surgeries, while respiratory therapy continues to expand with increased referrals and a growing cardiac rehab program. Education and staffing initiatives remain a priority. Clinical staff participated in monthly training focused on BiPAP and CPAP, and stroke education is going through a statewide initiative. NCH welcomed two new receptionists and an aide while preparing for upcoming quality initiatives and survey readiness efforts. Additionally, two new providers, Dr. Encinas and physician assistant Madison Aspergren, have received their Kansas license licenses and are expected to begin practicing on May 1st, pending final credentialing. Community outreach remains a strong focus for the hospital. NCH partnered with the local health department for a successful health fair in March. NCH continues to engage students through a work-based learning program with Norton Community High School, hosting 11 student participants this year. One student wrote a summary of their experience, which was shared with HR. The student, a junior at Norton Community High School, described their work-based learning experience shadowing nurses at Norton County Hospital as both eye-opening and inspiring for their future goal of working in healthcare. They observed daily nursing responsibilities such as patient care, communication, and coordination with other departments, gaining a deeper understanding of the skills required, including empathy, problem-solving, and teamwork. The experience highlighted both the rewards of helping patients recover and the challenges of caring for seriously ill individuals. Overall, the shadowing opportunity strengthened their interest in pursuing a health career, particularly in pediatric nursing. The students shared their thoughts about the experience as influencing and encouraged them to become a successful pediatric nurse. Staff members have also gained regional and national recognition, receiving invitations to present on healthcare innovation and workplace rehabilitation programs. Leadership emphasized that these combined efforts reflect NCH's ongoing commitment to delivering quality care, supporting staff development, and strengthening community connections. NCH is also doing a spring cleaning, offering patients the opportunity of 30% taken off their balance due when it's paid in full. It starts now until April 30th. Payments can be made over the phone or in person, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. This does not apply to insurance copayments. If you have any questions, please call the business office at 785-874-2384. Services for James Gomez Antrim will be held on Saturday, April 11th, beginning with military honors at the Harmanson Red Post 63 at the Norton Cemetery at 11 a.m., followed by lunch at the Fraternal Order of Eagles, Lodge 3288. A celebration of life service will be held at the Prairie Dog Golf Course at 4:20 p.m. Memorials can be made to the Harmanson Red American Legion Post 63 of Norton, Kansas. Arrangements were by Wolf Ast Mortuary, Garden Plain, Kansas. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The higher price of fuel and fertilizers may persist into fall. This will cause serious issues for row crop farmers who are already expecting a fourth year of losses, even before the start of the war with Iran. Gary Schnittke, ag economist from the University of Illinois, has been using a model to project future anhydrous ammonia prices for a few years, and he said that model is providing no relief.
We think this is going to persist into the fall, but we can see particularly the nitrogen sides going up. What's going to be interesting is to see what happens to sulfuric acid. Potash, maybe a little bit sheltered from these increases. Urea is not. Urea is particularly one which is imported from the Middle East, and that has been our largest increase. And diesel fuel has been going up, which is likely to have some impact, particularly on fall. Biodiesel has been going up. And again, a comparison, all the anhydrous ammonia prices have been going up. And you can see that those increases have been large, diesel and biodiesel as well. We'll talk more and more about this, particularly as we're looking at fall decision-making.
Schnittke made his comments during a recent FarmDoc webinar. His anhydrous ammonia model is conservatively projecting $860 per ton price this fall. It could be as much higher. The latest drought monitor map for Kansas shows it increasing 84.5% of the state abnormally dry or in drought conditions. That's about a 3.5-point jump from last week. And in drought conditions, over 54.5% of the state. That is over a 10-point jump from this past week across the state of Kansas. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? seasonal allergies.
And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it does look like we can expect to see a hot one and an above average one across the entire state for this afternoon. We should see highs in the 60s, instead lingering in the mid to upper 70s for the extreme northern portions of the state. 80 is expected for the central and southern portions. We are looking at a stationary front that's situated just overhead, and so we are on the warmer side of that currently. As the system situates overhead, it does look like a chance for some rain showers actually coming in for the southwestern into the northeastern portions of the state, some areas in central and north central portions of Kansas as well, expecting to see those chances for showers and thunderstorms. That'll actually continue as a chance here for tonight for much of the state, actually, and the higher chances will be primarily for the eastern half of the state. It also looks like we can expect to see most of the state having at least a marginal to a slight risk for some severe weather. The only areas expected not to have that will be the south central and southeastern portions of Kansas. A mixture of clouds and sun for most of the state to start off the afternoon hours, then dissipating for the western and southern portions of the state. More of that cloud cover actually coming in for the northeastern parts of Kansas. And then for tonight, it looks like mostly cloudy skies are expected to develop. And again, those chances for showers and storms with that risk for some severe weather. Overnight lows drop into the 50s for the south central, southeastern portions of the state, into the 40s and upper 30s for the northwestern and north central portions, as it looks like that stationary front will dip a little bit farther to the south and we'll see some cooler weather from that there. A stark difference in temperatures across the state for tomorrow as that stationary front situates still overhead. 50s expected for the northern half of the state, 60s and 70s expected for the southern half, and also looking at a chance for showers and thunderstorms across the state tomorrow as well. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. LoveYourMindToday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit LoveYourMindToday.org. That's LoveYourMindToday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for our special fall calf and feeder sale with our regular sale today at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock and baby calves, here's two black baby calves, one of them be a bull, one of them be a heifer. And the calves, most of these calves are coming in off the cow. Here's 110. They'd be 80% char cross, 20% black steers and heifers. At 450 to 600, 79 black-white face with a few red steers and heifers. There'll be a package of black-white face replacement quality heifers. They'll be sorted off at sale time off of these at 500 to 650. 61 black steers and heifers at 350 to 550. 60 char cross steers and heifers at 475 to 6 1/4. 38 char cross steers and heifers at 450 to 550. 34 black steers and heifers at 450 to 6 1/4. 30 black bulls and heifers at 400 to 6 1/4. 23 mixed steers at 450 to 550. Several more consignments of 20 head or less in this category. In the feeders, here's 76 mostly black steers and heifers. 650 to 850, 48, mostly char cross heifers at 650 to 7 and a quarter, 36 char and red Angus cross steers and heifers at 675 to 800, 30 black steers at 8 to 8 and a quarter, 25 black steers and heifers at 400 to 700, 20 black steers at 6 and a quarter to 7 and a quarter, 13 Hereford heifers at 600 to 700, 12 char cross steers at 550 to 750, 10 black steers and heifers at 475 to 600. We'd be expecting a normal trailer run of away cows and bulls. We're expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Now, here's our early consignments for next week, April 16, special stock cow and pair sale, along with our regular sale. Here's 14 black cows. They're 4 to 9 years old, mostly younger, bred black for August 15 calving. Here's another 14 red-white face, mostly 3 and 4-year-old cows, bred black for August 10 calving. 25 red Angus, they'd be 3 and 4 years old, bred red Angus for September 1st calving. 55 black-white face cows, 3 and 4 years old, bred black Angus for September 1 calving. Here's 35 black-white face heifer pairs, all worked and ready for grass. Here's 6 red Angus heifer pairs, all worked and ready for grass. Probably be other bred cows and pairs by sale time. Hope to see you at these auctions. Thank you.